whatnot. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show. Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz, we handle the fact that tomorrow is the EAP show.
Right. Elvis Aaron Presley.
We heard some of this.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
We heard that. We heard the Today Show stuff. We heard some Bill Maher. Hold on just a moment. We're not going to actually play the game today, but just as a way of teasing everybody that loves Holly Morris Roulette.
I'm going to go for Shearing Sheep.
Oh, no, Mike, we're just going to tease where she was today.
Sorry.
We're just teasing it. She's at another fair.
County Fair.
Cut number 21.
Well, Gravier, look at this. Doesn't it look tasty on this Wednesday morning? It's just a little Indian fair that's being cooked up by the Sangam restaurant. Now, we are at the Arlington County Fair, and you're probably thinking, that's not your usual fair food. Well, this is not your usual county fair.
Boy, she's low energy there.
Yeah. This is not the usual county fair. This is the Arlington County Fair.
Is she all right?
The event right here in Washington that your family should know well and put on their plans for the weekend. We are live at the Arlington County Fair. They are set and ready to go right now. We are checking out the kids' court. It's for kids and by kids.
Her voice is getting there.
Yes.
I fancy that she's listening, though. Maybe she's trying.
It's a slow build today.
I doubt it.
You think she's listening to us?
Yeah.
Well, if she is.
Because everybody does.
If she's listening to us, she's sleeping on a pillow of tears.
Let me tell you, if only you could smell it. That food.
Isolate that.
Let me tell you, if only you could smell it.
I was talking to Holly Morris. She put her hand up to my finger.
Let me tell you, if only you could smell it.
Yeah.
Holly Morris had a lot of Indian food at the Arlington County Fair and then broke wind right before the segment and then shared this.
Let me tell you, if only you could smell it.
Anyway, she's there. So she's at two county fairs. We'll play Holly Morris Roulette later this week.
Yee!
And hold on just a moment. There was one other tape.
Is this the important one?
Yeah, this is the important one.
This is the good one?
The important one. Okay,
incredible!
Stand by for the incredible one.
Incredible!
Okay, here it is.
Coming your way in just 26 days. The King of Queens on My20. A double dose of king-size laughs.
Twice a night.
The King of Queens premieres Monday, September 10th.
How many days, Robbie?
26!
And how many nights?
26, so twice a night.
Twice a night, yes.
Oh, my God.
26 more days.
Very exciting.
All right. I can't wait for the episode where Deacon gets in trouble.
Hi there, Bud Burbank.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
A little uncomfortable, but I think I can press ahead.
Buzz?
Yes?
Why do you favor rape?
I don't really favor it, Larry. In fact, right now I'm feeling the pain of it.
Oh.
Will Mike Vick get to play in the NFL again?
No.
Maybe. We may know soon. He's reportedly close to a deal. It wouldn't be the first time that our fourth branch of government, the NFL, has had a say in the sentencing of a player.
Hey, let me take that back. Not a firm no. Even if he goes to jail.
Soft no.
The thing about Mike Vick is he's a goddamn talented football player.
Good.
And if he goes to jail and serves time and comes back out, I find it hard to believe that one of those teams is not going to be so desperate that they don't say, let's give him a shot. So I would have to think about it and say, he might play again.
You don't think he's still going to be in the doghouse during the dog days of summer? Sometimes prosecutors do lighten the jail time if the league agrees to dish out its own tough punishment. And as prosecutors threaten to file new charges that would land Vic in prison for up to 20 years, his lawyers...
What he's going through right now is really rough.
R-U-F.
R-U-F-F.
And I know that Rob tells me that all black men look the same, but when I...
He's horrible that way.
When I saw the tape of Michael Vick again going into court, I guess from a couple of weeks ago, when I flipped by, I swear to Christ, I thought it was Chris Tucker doing PR for Rush Hour, because it was just...
What do I always say?
It was a real fast, like, go to that channel. Oh, Chris Tucker. Wait, hold on. No. Oh, it's Michael Vick.
Can't you guys just let sleeping dogs lie?
I thought it was Jackie Chan.
While the prosecutors are looking at new charges, Vic's lawyers are reportedly working on a deal that would get him out of prison while he's still young enough.
What kind of bone are they going to throw him?
Chris Tucker could play Mike Vic in the Mike Vic story. If you gave Chris Tucker...
Give me the ball, give me the ball, give me the ball.
You gave him some cornrows. Uh-huh. You let him braid his hair.
Right.
You give him some more facial hair than he has.
And Jackie Chan as the owner of the Atlanta Falcons.
Arthur Blank. most honorable quarterback.
We will stand by him until we feel the heat.
And then we will let him go.
Now, get me my lead-covered toy.
Most honorable herpes, Ron Mexico.
Yes, we forget the fact that he called himself Ron Mexico while going to a store for herpes medication.
Well, to a large degree, Vic's fate is up to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. His view of the situation could make all the difference between whether Vic changes his plea to guilty or continues to fight the charges. We're hearing there'll be a deal.
And the other bit of NFL news is that Pac-Man Jones has decided, since they will not let him wrestle, he's going to make a rap album.
Ah, fantastic. That always works out well.
That's smart.
Safer.
Because those are selling very athletes making rap albums selling very, very well.
That's a good idea,
Pac-Man. Unbelievable stats on that.
People love them.
Good move, Adam.
Is that
his name, Adam Jones?
That's right.
Am I the only one that knows him? Just as good old Adam Jones?
Pac-Man Jones.
I knew that. As if it weren't all enough, Vic is now being sued by a prison inmate in South Carolina for $63 billion. The inmate says Vic stole his pit bulls and sold them to buy missiles from Iran. The inmate claims Vic has pledged his allegiance to Al-Qaeda. Inmate Jonathan Lee Riches, who's doing time for fraud... That's right.
Wrong animal. See, we got the crickets.
And the cuckoo.
Right next to the cuckoo. There you go.
Anyway, Jonathan Lee Riches wants the money delivered to the front gate of the prison. Thank you.
Very good.
And one day after he got a $20 million settlement from CBS, aging shock jock Don Imus is being sued by a Rutgers basketball player. Kia Vaughn, one of the women Imus called nappy-headed hoes, is suing for libel, slander, and defamation of character.
Let me just address this for a second,
right.
Please, Buzz.
Sure, please.
I've been dying to scream about this.
I bet.
I lose any respect I had for the Rutgers women basketball team when they came out and had their big press conference and they stood as one, all of those women standing together and saying, this has hurt us, but we're not going to let it drag us down.
Right.
After the guy got fired and after you accepted his apology, you lose all credibility when you sue his old tired
ass.
It
has nothing to do with the basketball team.
Right.
This is individual. And Rutgers has been very, very clear on that.
But, Mike, she is the star. She's the star of the team. She was a point person.
Yeah,
do
you think that they might have contacted her or her tried to get this? Because, I mean, Rutgers came out and said this is in no way affiliated with the team or the university. This is an individual lawsuit.
I'm afraid that I have to look at it as I understand it's an individual thing.
Right.
But she's part of a
team.
And she was one of the big mouths that stood up there
they're not exactly protesting and screaming about it. They're really not. It's still a hot potato.
You know, I would say to her, of course, and listen, of course they're going to settle the goddamn thing, and she's going to get a pile of money out of it. You know, how's it hurt your life, honey? Really, how has it hurt your life?
Her lawyer says that it's made her out to be an unchaste woman, and that, he says, is not true.
An unchaste woman?
Well, and if you want to look to this, I mean, in our society, as it is, the litigiousness of the society, you got a lawyer here that gets her ear and says, hey, you can make a lot of money. And, you know, depending on her economic situation, you never know what's going to happen with that. These are lawyers. We got to blame lawyers in a lot of
this. It takes away from whatever real morals I thought this particular woman on the Rutgers basketball team had.
Well, you know, it's funny because I can see what you're saying about that. But I want them to distance it from the team because I really don't think that the team did this. And the fact is, in the hands of an unscrupulous lawyer, in the hands of a lawyer, you go into a lawyer's office and they can make this happen. Do you think that the Rutgers team, even if they talked to her, which I have no idea whether they did or not, whether she ran it by them, it sounds like it might not have happened. Do you think they could change her mind if she was sitting there having some slick lawyer going, hey, you're going to get a hell of a payday?
I would hope that especially that woman, that coach, who wanted to preach to all of us 3 or 4 months ago, I would hope she would sit that girl's ass down and say, listen, honey, really, no one's going to respect you or take you at your word if 5 months later you sue his ass when you're just looking for a quick buck.
The thing that troubles me about it is when all this went down, and we followed it closer than anybody, not just on the radio, I didn't know a single one of them as a person. And now she's so concerned, she singled herself out.
Kia Vaughn.
Now everyone's going to know who she is. If she's so worried about being slandered, why call the extra attention to yourself?
No, you never know. And I just really think, and for the individual we're talking about here, hey, man, lawyers, really, don't underestimate the power of a slick lawyer who can twist somebody's brain around. Really, I believe
that. Stay cool.
Stay cool. Amen.
Well, she's not just suing Ima. She's suing his producer, Bernard McGuirk, and NBC Universal, MSNBC, CBS Radio, CBS Corporation, Viacom, and Westwood One.
Yeah, she doesn't have any kind of agenda. She's not out for a quick buck.
Her lawyer is.
We're all about, as Mike said, all about the lawsuits in this country.
But again, I don't think the lawyer held a gun to her head.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't. I'm sure he didn't. But I'm sure that he also was a driving force behind this. Really.
Well, then, you know, I mean, we're going to go round and round on this. And I'm going to say, where is that coach who said that she stood up and she thought that these ladies were good citizens and good people? Where is she as the mentor that she put herself out there to be?
Is this is that the show First and Ten that has that guy that they were interviewing the coach today? I didn't watch it closely enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't see it. I didn't watch everything that she said, but it was my opinion looking at her that perhaps they were sitting with their hands at their side, that they really didn't want to make any kind of stand on this particular situation.
I saw it on for a second. I can't tell you that I saw
it. Didn't
it
seem like there was a lot of, you know, hey, we went to her and said don't do this. I think it was more like, you know, what she does with her own time. So I don't think they were trying. I don't know because I didn't see what she had to say.
Hey, listen, first off, Ima shouldn't have been fired for that.
Right.
And second off, as someone like you, Mike, who's been sued months after, she's just looking for a buck from his old scrawny, wrinkled ass.
I mean, of course she's trying to get as much money as she can. And I'm not saying that she is completely without guilt. I'm just saying that, you know, when you get these guys, you know how they work. You know how they are.
I know.
We are litigious.
Kill all the lawyers. Kill them tonight.
Dozens of angry airline passengers.
Get over it by the Eagles. I'd like to take your inner child and kick its little ass. Get over it.
Get over it.
Dozens of angry airline passengers are threatening to sue Continental after being stranded on the tarmac for 4 hours in less than ideal conditions. Weather had diverted the flight from Caracas to Newark, diverted it to Baltimore instead. Flight 1669 landed at just before 2 o'clock in the morning, but it was 6 a.m. before the passengers were allowed to disembark. There was no food. The passengers included children, a diabetic, and a pregnant lady. People got sick. The crew had no answers. Signing a petition didn't help.
That's the guy that got all the booze. That's the guy that got all the Finlandia.
Drank it all.
On the plane. That's what they serve, incidentally. Is that what they serve on airplanes? Finlandia.
It's not bad.
It's not bad after the fourth one.
In a pinch.
In a pinch.
You're on a plane. It's better than Bowman's.
Yes. I think, what are the two vodkas that they serve? Isn't it primarily Finlandia and Sky?
Yeah,
and you get Stoli every once in a while.
If you're lucky. Yeah. If you're lucky. Mm-hmm.
Well, they tried to protest, but signing a petition didn't help. The rhythmic clapping of hands, the banging of the overhead compartments, those things didn't help either, even though nearly every passenger had joined in.
So they'd landed.
Yeah, they're sitting there on the tarmac, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., just waiting and not getting any information and not getting food or water, at least not food.
I mean, usually isn't when they're waiting to take off, they're waiting for that opportunity. That's when this happens. They'd landed and they were supposed to go to a gate?
You have to have a gate.
Oh, God.
All of those people were later detained by Homeland Security officers who brought along an attack dog. The passengers were lined up single file against a wall inside. That delayed their freedom by another 2 hours. Continental says, and
why?
I quote,
why?
Because they were banging on the luggage compartments and clapping their hands in unison, Don. That's a threat to airline safety, don't you know?
Even when the plane's on the ground?
That's right.
Okay.
Continental says, and I quote their statement, assistance was provided to passengers with special needs.
Okay, so I guess if we're going to rate who has the more valid lawsuit, I would say the people on the airplane.
Yeah.
But why is it that whenever we're inconvenienced now or somebody pisses us off, the answer is it used to just be knock on the door and punch him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's sue him.
No, that's the way it is. I mean, that really is the way it is. And everybody recognizes it as the way to the quick buck.
And Viacom, which owns Comedy Central, is suing YouTube for putting its shows online, especially The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and The Colbert Report. So now YouTube, in an effort to defend itself, wants to depose Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. YouTube hasn't said why it wants to interview the two hosts, unless it's to try to prove that they've put their own stuff on YouTube or turned a blind eye while others did it for them. And there's some debate about an incident this week in which Virgin Airlines mogul Richard Branson threw water on Stephen Colbert during a taping. Branson was reportedly angry that he couldn't plug his airline, Although both men do love their publicity, witnesses say the two sat in cold silence after the stunt through the commercial break, and that Colbert had to be toweled off so he could do another interview and finish the show.
I'd love to be there for that, because this is the guy that buzz balls on everybody else, and yes. I'd love to see him if he was mad, see how he composed himself.
Has anybody seen that show? It's on Fox News, where they try to pretend that they're Jon Stewart. It's Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Fox News trying to do, like, a skit show with, like a weekend update.
From the right point of view?
No, but they're coming on and saying, here's the premise. We're Fox. You know what we're about. We're now going to poke fun at ourselves, but they don't really poke fun at the symptoms. It's like, hi, here's our lead story.
Kind of like a Soviet comedy show.
Uh-huh.
President Bush cannot pronounce nuclear.
See? We're fair and balanced. We're poking fun at ourselves.
What is that show? Anybody know?
I forgot. It's something you've heard before. It's a common phrase we've heard before. It's their fake news show. It's on at 11, I think. Opposite.
I think it's called, it's spelled E-H-N-O-S-L-V-E-R.
Ah, there it is.
No, Mike, that's anus lover. Still a good one.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it on my license plate. I'm going to get it. I'm going to read. I'm going to learn to read.
No more toss salad, man.
We don't need brand schools. We need the toss salad, man.
That NBA referee pleads guilty. That's our story when we continue.
Gotcha. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.